Hello, welcome back to Microsoft Virtual Academy's Deploying Office 2013 with AppV. I'm Steve Thomas. This is our fourth and final module on Deploying Office 2013 with AppV, where we're going to discuss advanced options and caveats. First and foremost, if you're managing multiple Office packages, this will require different package GUIDs if they are within the same management system. This can be adjusted in the configuration XML. Otherwise, the Office 2013 AppV package defaults to the base hard-coded package GUID. Rollback. Rollback requires planning because when you actually want to roll back to a previous version of Office 2013, this will require you remove the existing Office 2013 package by unpublishing and removing and then republishing the updated previous version package. Also, be wary of footprint lineage when you're actually deploying multiple versions of Office, because after about 5 or 6 versions, this might consume an additional amount of disk space, which may be unnecessarily. What I do to recommend rollback procedures is I recommend using a download and execute to ease the process. This is especially a concern in configuration manager deployments, because when you have download and execute, the CCM cache will maintain previous cached versions of Office 2013, which can easily be reverted back to with a little bit of PowerShell and some customization. Normally, when you're actually sequencing an Office or an AppV package in general, Office would look at the actual OS version. In this case, with the ODT-generated package, the OS version will always match the OS in which the machine was generated. But don't panic, because the Office 2013 package can actually be deployed via AppV to any supported operating system version, which is Windows 7, both x86 and x64, Windows 8, 8.1, and as well the forthcoming Windows 10 preview. In addition, you have the terminal service RDS versions, Windows Server 2008 R2 and higher. So don't worry about what is actually embedded in the package manifest for OS version. Add-ins are a very important part of an organization's Office ecosystem. Add-ins range from simple customized buttons or ribbon features to full-featured integrated applications. The Office ecosystem as an application development platform has created lots of off-the-shelf and custom line-of-business applications written out there in the form of add-ins and plugins for Office applications, especially Office Word, Office Excel, and Office Access. The nice thing about AppV is AppV allows for the virtualization of Office add-ins and plugins and the combining of those add-ins and plugins with what we call connection groups. Connection groups are meta descriptor documents that allow virtual bubbles to be self-contained into one gigantic super bubble. Previous versions of AppV actually required what we called matched targeting, where the add-ins would also have to be published globally to work with Office since it was published globally. But we now actually allow mixed targeting, which allows you to actually selectively target add-ins to individual users while keeping the Office package globally published. One thing I have found that with add-ins, the best strategy when dealing with Office AppV is to either virtualize all of the add-ins or none of the add-ins. Whether your add-ins are local or your add-ins are virtual, the Office 2013 AppV package will integrate and work with your add-in ecosystem. However, if you are virtualizing through AppV your add-ins and plugins, it does require connection groups. Add-ins, of course, require that you manually sequence them using the AppV sequencer. So this means you would sequence your add-ins for Office in the same fashion that you would sequence all of your other non-Office applications. So the steps to actually deploy a plugin virtually through Office is to sequence a plugin using the AppV5 sequencer. When you do this, you want to have a natively installed version of Office on the sequencing system. You can use MSI or you can use Click to Run. Because you're using the AppV sequencer, you cannot have the AppV client on there, so the actual version of Office must not be the Office 2013 AppV package. Once you've sequenced the application, you will want to turn off virtual objects and verify the integration mode for COM in the deployment configuration for the plugin package. This is because these settings have to match Office in order to be included in an Office in a connection group that also contains Office. Then you would create a connection group through the AppV management console or manually. And then you would publish your Office 2013 and plugin package using the dash global switch prior to AppV5 Service Pack 3. And then you would add and enable your connection group. And again, prior to AppV5 SP3, you would need to actually publish the add-ins globally, but now you don't have to do that. You can now selectively mix target your Office deployments to where your Office packages deploy globally, but you can target add-ins to individual users. This was actually introduced in Service Pack 2 Hotfix 5, but it was only for standalone connection groups. It wasn't yet integrated into management systems. But with the Service Pack 3 build of AppV modifying the server publishing delivery system and the AppV5 client, this is now fully integrated through the management system and through PowerShell. Trusted paths and macros are a big concern in organizations that are locking down their environments to ensure that only validated applications are running. Now, because the Office AppV package is a PVAD package and native MSI paths are no longer valid and paths contain the version GUID, this can be very problematic, especially when you're updating Office packages. So what I recommend to customers is to whitelist the entire AppV package cache, mainly because the AppV package cache is immutable and there will not be any changes to it. So everything in the AppV5 package cache is a trusted path that is not susceptible to vulnerability. Language packs are a very critical decision point when actually deploying Office. If you're a global enterprise infrastructure, you have to deal with localizing Office deployments for your various geographical regions. We start dealing with not only multiple languages, but complicated double byte character sets, Cyrillic fonts, Asian fonts. We also deal with notion of keyboard input locales and multiple keyboard input locales required. So when it comes to language packs, there are many flexible options for deploying language packs with the Office 2013 AppV package. You can embed language packs in the package itself using the Office Deployment Toolkit. Part of the configuration XML syntax and element options allow you to actually specify individual languages. You can specify one language per Office package, or you can have one large package that has multiple language packs. The only thing you have to be aware of is if you are servicing a large infrastructure that may be dealing with 15, 16, 20 languages, it may be cumbersome to have 20 different Office packages that differentiate only by language. Likewise, having one large package with 20 different language packs, especially some of the more complex ones, that could create an extremely large package that could be very cumbersome to distribute. Even though it would simplify management, it would also generate heavy footprint usage where it would not necessarily be needed. It's one thing to have a 1.5 or a 2 gig Office package, but to actually have a 5 or 6 gig package would be somewhat complicated. You do have the option of manually sequencing your language packs and actually combining them with the base Office package using an AppV connection group. That is usually probably one of the best options when you're dealing with a large amount of Office packages that will only differentiate by language. If you are going the route of using connection groups to link language packs, you would need to sequence the MSI-based language pack using the AppV sequencer. Then you would need to create and test your connection groups, and then you would deploy them as a virtual environment, either a virtual environment in Configuration Manager 2012 or deploying them as as an actual connection group. Another additional option that does not occur by default with the Office AppV package is Link does not automatically start up. The reason for this is with traditional MSI-based deployments, Link actually starts using the run key. the run key is not initialized with the appv package. So if you want to actually have Link start up automatically, you can actually use a shortcut in the startup program group by adding it to the deployment configuration. Also, be wary of the fact that OneDrive hooks into Explorer. So when a user logs on, the Office package is going to likely automatically be in use and always remain in use. That way, if you decide that you need to actually distribute an update, the user will be logged on, then the actual update task is going to be treated as a pending task and will be processed upon reboot. There are two options to go with here. You would actually want to roll this update task out, possibly through Config Manager as a system using the system account, or you would want, if you want the user to be able to do this, by some type of application portal through Configuration Manager, it's going to require the user not to be logged on to actually complete the process. Likewise, with connection group testing, you will need to actually test your connection groups using the method of actually temporarily disabling Explorer by removing it from processes using virtual components. Be wary that this means that OneDrive will not work while this is going on, but you may need to do this in order to actually test your connection groups. Another popular reason for going with AppV, especially for Office 2013, is to be able to coexist with Office 2010. The coexistence question is a huge one from the field. Now, for coexistence with Office 2010, the best recommendation is to use Office 2013 AppV, even though it's not the only method. We find that Office 2013 AppV does work best when coexisting with Office 2010 MSI. However, if we take a look at the coexistence matrix, we see that we have flexible options here where we could use either click-to-run AppV or MSI with 2010 MSI, but for things like 2010 AppV, our only coexistence option for 2013 would be 2013 AppV. Likewise, with 2007 MSI and 2007 AppV, both 2013 AppV are supported coexistence options. So another reason to consider deploying Office 2013 with AppV is it gives you the most flexibility when it comes to potential coexistence with previous versions of Office. But we do have some important caveats. There are some exceptions to coexistence. For example, last install always wins when it comes to who controls primary extension points, such as file type associations and COM handlers. Sometimes switching between different versions may cause a repair to be triggered to retake these extensions. This can be disabled by taking advantage of the no re-reg keys, which you can look up on the Microsoft Office support portal. Another important thing to be wary of is when you are actually deploying Office 2013 AppV to an existing Office 2010 deployment, Outlook is the exception to the coexistence side-by-side rule. Only one version of Outlook is supported. In the case of deploying Office 2013 with AppV and you want to use the Outlook from 2013, this will require you actually removing Outlook 2010 from the existing Office 2010 installation. If you do that, you will need to run the setup repair in order to prevent problems that could occur after deploying the Office 2013 AppV package. So let's take a look at how we would work with add-ins and connection groups using a language pack as an example. So we're going to return back to our Office deployment machine where we've already deployed Office and now add and publish an actual Japanese language pack for Office. So we're going to type add at the client package, and then we're going to add the path in. And it's been added, and so now we're going to publish the language pack. And now the language pack has actually been published as well. So I have two virtual applications that have been published, but I want them to operate within the same virtual environment. So I'm actually going to combine them using what is called a connection group. So with both applications published, I'm now going to begin the process of creating the connection group, which I've actually already created the XML, and I will show you the XML. The XML descriptor document is pretty simple. We have the preliminary schema lines followed by the display name, which I call Office with Language Pack, or LP. We have the GUID for the connection group ID, and then of course each connection group also has a version ID, and then a generic priority which is used in relationship with other connection groups. For more information about that, we have Microsoft Virtual Academy presentations on AppV in general. And then I have my packages that actually belong to the connection group, which I have my Office Language Pack and my Base Office package that I created and published earlier. That includes Visio and Project. So with that, I can proceed to add the client connection group. And I'm going to specify the path to my connection group descriptor. I add it in. And now I have to do the equivalent of publishing, but we call it enabling with connection groups. So I'm going to enable my AppV client connection group. I'm going to make it a global enablement, which you would still do even with mixed targeting in AppV5 Service Pack 3. And then specify the name, and the name is Office with LP, and the connection group is created. And that concludes Module 4 on advanced configuration of Office 2013 with AppV using connection groups and language packs, as well as discussing other caveats that may arise when deploying Office 2013 with AppV. This concludes our four-part module on deploying Office 2013 with AppV. I'm Steve Thomas, Senior Consultant with Microsoft, available at Mad Virtualizer on Twitter, thanking you for watching this Microsoft Virtual Academy production.